from Hollywood, the Judy Calver Show. Brought to you each week by Hollywood Seed Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Gail Gordon, Verna Felton, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I get the blues when it rains. The blues I can't lose when it rains. Little drops that fall down my
window pane,
always remind me of tears I should have rain.
I sit and wait for the sun to shine down on me once again.
It rains when I found you.
It rains when I lost you. That's why
I'm so blue when it rains.
For the past few weeks, J. Gordon Manfield, the famous public relations counselor, has been attempting to create a new personality for Judy. So far, he's met with very little success. But is Judy unhappy and discouraged? Well, when I went out to her house the other day and knocked on the door, she opened it and said,
"Hello, Howard. Come on in."
"Well, Judy, what's the matter? You don't sound like yourself."
"The trouble is, I do sound like myself. Mr. Manfield is trying to make me over, and I ain't getting nowhere."
"Ah, well, you mustn't be discouraged. Other girls have had to struggle for recognition. Look at Betty Grable. She hitched her wagon to a star."
"Shucks, if I had a wagon like hers, I'd find me a star and get hitched, too."
"Oh, Judy, I'm sure this is just a passing mood. Why, I heard Mr. Manfield say he wouldn't be surprised if someday you won an Academy Award."
"Howard, the day I win an Academy Award, you'll see Harry Truman dancing the Missouri Waltz with Henry Wallace." "General MacArthur leading the band."
"Judy, do you know what your trouble is? You underrate yourself. You keep playing yourself down. Why don't you do what the other stars do and dramatize yourself?"
"Dramatize yourself?"
"That's right. Use your imagination. Think of what you'd like to be and then make it come true. Well, I gotta run along, Judy. Now, don't forget, dramatize yourself."
"Okay, I'll remember. So long, Howard. Thanks." "Dramatize myself. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll build myself up real big. I'll make myself the biggest thing anybody ever saw." "Oh, hello, Geranium. Are you all through with the house cleaning?"
"Oh, yes, ma'am. I washed the dishes, scrubbed the floors, cleaned the windows, laid the bed.
"Hey, wait a minute. Why do you say that twice?"
"Twin beds." "Mary Judy, if you're going shopping today, I wish you'd buy a new coffee pot."
"Well, we've got two coffee pots. What's the matter with them?"
"Honey, I can tell you in four words. The drip droops and the perk jerks."
"Well, I'm not going shopping today. I got other things on my mind."
"Anything I can do to help, Miss Judy?"
"Yeah, Geranium. Do you think if a person tries hard enough, he can be what he wants to be?"
"I sure do, Miss Judy. I always wanted to be an ice skater. Man, I got so good, I learned the waltz on skate."
"Oh, did you have fun going to dances on the ice?"
"No, honey, I spat most of them out."
were an outdoor girl.
Honey, I had to be an outdoor girl. I was too big to get indoors.
Geranium, stop being so silly. Besides, that ain't my problem. Mr. Peachy says I ought to dramatize myself, but I don't know how to begin.
Oh, honey, there ain't nothing to it. You've seen how they act in them high society pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, now, we should try it right now. I'll be English maid. Now, I'll come into the dining room, I'll say,
Your ladyship,
will you have a spot of caviar?
Rather.
Shall I pour the champagne?
Rather.
Would you like breast of guinea hen on the glass?
Rather.
Rather?
Yeah, rather have a hot dog under a bun.
No, you see, Geranium, it ain't no use. I can't be nobody but myself.
Oh, sure you can, Miss Judy.
Now's your chance to prove it. Here comes Mr. Manfield up the walk. Oh, golly, I couldn't fool him in 1,000 years.
Oh, honey, gal's been fooling men longer than that.
Now, I'm going to let him in. Don't forget now, put on the dog and lay it on thick.
Okay, I'll pick up a book and make like I've been reading.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Manfield. Miss Judy's in the library.
Thank you, Geranium. Hi, good afternoon, Judy.
Likewise, I'm sure, Mr. Manfield. Geranium, you may go now.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Before I go, shall I hang up your mink coat?
No, just throw it out. It has a wrinkle in the lining.
My dear, there's a strange air of unreality about this house today.
Oh, I haven't noticed. I've had my nose in this book all day.
You've had your nose in that book?
Yes, I only took it out once or twice to powder it. My nose. Most interesting book. Yes, it tells about all the places I visited when I toured the continent last summer.
Why, Judy, I didn't know you traveled.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm constantly on the go. You know how it is. Riviera in the summer, Raviola in the winter.
Well, I've been to the Riviera, but I missed that other place. Tell me, my dear, in your travels, did you visit Egypt?
Oh, that, I mean, but of course, you did.
Then I assume you went up the Nile.
Oh, yes, all the way up, yes. Isn't it a lovely view from the top?
Judy, I'm learning more about you all the time. Tell me, how have you been occupying yourself lately?
Oh, the usual round. Romanov, Macombo, last night, Ciro's.
Ciro's? I was there last night, but I didn't see you. Were you in the red and gold room where they have the dancing?
No, the black and blue room where they do the fighting. Wait, well, what are you laughing at?
My dear, that was a very fine act, but it wouldn't fool anybody. I sincerely wish you were the girl you just pretended to be, because if you were, I could take you to the party Patsy Pierce is giving for a group of sportsmen.
Patsy Pierce? You mean the silent picture star?
Yes. Do you know her?
No, I've been invited to that party.
Really? I can't imagine you're being interested in a group of skiers.
Skiers? Well, why not? You mean you never heard I used to jump with the world's greatest skier?
You jumped with Olaf Skoglund?
Is that his name? Yeah, good old Ole. Good old boy.
My dear, you know you're just...
About those two skiers?
Judy, if you stick to that story, I can promise you a very interesting time.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, you see, the guest of honor at the party is going to be your old ski partner, Mr. Olaf Skoglund. I'll see you there, Judy.
Golly, now I really went and done it. Why did I have to say I was a ski jumper? I never jumped over a ski in my life. And what's worse, I don't even know Patsy Pierce. Well, there's only one thing to do. I gotta go up and wangle an invitation to that party.
Well, well, so you're a friend of J. Gordon Manfield.
That's right, Miss Pierce. My name is Judy Canova.
Oh, why, of course. And you're a farm girl, aren't you?
Say, how could you tell I came from a farm?
Nothing to it, honey. When you shook hands with me, you squeezed 3 long and 1 short.
Sit down and rest
yourself for a while.
Oh, thank you. Say, you sure got a nice lot of antiques here. If you don't mind me pointing, what's that thing sitting on the mantelpiece?
Oh, that's an old colonial teapot. It's the only one of its kind in the world. It's pewter.
I kind of thought so myself, only I didn't like to say nothing. Oh, golly, Miss Fish, it sure is a thrill being here with you. I never will forget that last picture you made, the mess on the mesa.
Oh, what a picture that was. I remember we started it at night, and I didn't get a good look at my new leading man. Next morning, a storm, and I broke right down and cried.
Bawl like a baby, huh?
Even balder than that. Memories. Oh, but that's all behind me now. They don't want me in pictures anymore.
Oh, no, that ain't true. Why, if you made a comeback, I'll bet the men would sit up and notice you.
Honey, the men who would notice me are too old to sit up. It was nice to have this little chap with you. Drop in again when you're in the neighborhood.
Thanks, Miss Pierce. But to be honest, I came here to talk about that skier, Olaf Skolson. I hear he's going to be at your party, and you see, him and me used to be sort of kind of ski partners, like, you know.
Really? You know, you've just given me a wonderful idea. I insist that you come to my party.
No fooling. Gee, that's swell. What if the sporty set way to a party in Beverly Hills?
Oh, I'm not going to hold a party here. Since you're such an expert skier, I've decided to have it in my lodge, in the High Sierras.
High Sierras.
And here's the wonderful idea you just gave me. As a special attraction, you and Olaf can be the first to jump off the new 900-foot ski run.
Me? Jump 900 feet?
That's right. What do you say to that?
Miss Pierce, I only got one thing to say. When you send out the invitations, instead of marking them RSVP, put out EBP.
EBP?
Yeah, everybody bring plasma.
Hey, Lord, everybody, hey, Lord. Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it, leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo, goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair, Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the Latin lingo of the lilting mañana.
Mañana. I think this budget is dripping and the bench is falling down. My pocket needs some money, so I can't go into town. My brother, she's not working, and my sister doesn't care. The car needs a motor, so I can't go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for an end. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave my money to a horse is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana.
Mañana is soon enough for me.
Each night I eat frijoles, tacos, peppers, and a size. It really is amazing how my temperature does rise. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down. The chili was too hot. The window is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be talking to my skin.
But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away.
And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana.
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 It's blooming up for me. I think
mañana. It's blooming up for me.
Well, Judy certainly put herself out on a limb when she pretended she was an expert skier. Now she's on her way to a ski lodge where she will have to give an exhibition with the world's greatest skier.
Pedro. Oh, Pedro.
Si, senorita.
There's an awful glare from the snow. Get right in my eyes. How far ahead can you see?
6 feet, senorita.
Well, then how can you drive the car?
Oh, I just followed the radiator cap. Golly, the sunshine and the snow can give you an awful burn.
Yeah, how do you know? Did you ever get a snow burn?
See, one time I turned so red, I was standing on a busy street corner, and three cars waited for me to turn green.
Yeah, well, I ain't worried about getting a snow burn, but I sure am scared about making that ski jump. Why did I have to tell everybody I'm an expert skier? Golly, I get into more things than a leaf of lettuce at a drive-in.
Well, senorita, you don't have to go through with it. We could turn the car around and go home.
Oh, no, no, Pedro, we couldn't do that. Why do you want people to point at me and say, there goes a coward?
Well, that is better than having them look down at you and say, don't she look natural? Well, senorita, here we are at the lodge.
Okay, Pedro, you put away the car and I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Mr. Manfield now.
Judy, I want to talk to you. You know, my dear, you're liable to find yourself in serious trouble if you don't give up this ridiculous claim that you are an expert skier.
Oh, so you still don't believe it, huh? Well, you just give me a pair of skis and a cold day and I'll show you something.
What?
A pair of cold skis. Mr. Manfield, I don't care what you say. The King of Sweden thinks I'm a good skier. He told me so the last time I was at Sun Valley.
Are you sure it was the King of Sweden?
Well, of course I'm sure. He came up to me and he said, if you're a skier, I'm the King of Sweden.
Judy, this is sheer madness. I'm going in the lodge and stay there till this is over.
Hello there, Miss Canova. How do you like my little place up here?
Oh, it's well, Miss Pierce.
Oh, only 300 acres, but I like it. Over there to your left is the new ski jump, and right here in front of us is the skating rink. Oh, look, look. There's an exhibition skater who's going to jump over 12 beer barrels.
12 beer barrels?
Yes. There he goes.
Anybody got any pretzels?
No, but I can hardly wait to see you up on that ski slide. Look at that first jump. You're not afraid, are you?
Me? There's only one thing I'm afraid of.
It's 900 feet.
That's the one thing.
Surely a jump like that wouldn't frighten someone who skied with Olaf Skolsen. Oh, look. Here comes your old friend Olaf now. I imagine he looks a little different than when you last saw him. That accident at Sun Valley, you know. Oh, Olaf! Olaf!
Yeah, what is it, Patsy? You're pretty many. I've just been cutting down that juniper bush with Janne Jansson. Gee, what a job it was a brutal.
Olaf, here's your old ski partner, Judy Canova. Now, I know you'll have a lot to talk over, so I'll leave you two alone. See you later.
Judy Canova, ski partner? My goodness, I don't remember ever skiing with you.
You don't? Well, all property reasons, you don't remember, it's on account of your accident.
By golly, could be. I don't remember good anymore.
Good.
Anywho, I will meet you at the ski slide. Don't forget, we jump in 10 minutes.
Jump in 10 minutes. I don't want to jump.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Where'd you come from?
I was listening. Senorita, please do not make that jump. Always remember, once you are dead, life is not worth living. I think.
Yeah, I know, Pate, but it's too late to back out now. I guess I just gotta go through with it.
Well, Senorita, I will rub my rabbit's feet and pray for rain. If it rains, they would have to call off the ski jump.
Well, there ain't no chance of it raining. There's just a little windstorm blowing up. I think it's a sou'easter.
Well, pardon me, Senorita, but it's a nor'easter.
Oh, no, Pedro, it's a sou'easter.
Well, anyway, it's terrible weather for Easter.
Hey, wait a minute, Pedro. Are you sure they'll call off the ski jump if it rains?
See, but there's no chance of that.
Well, you wait here. I gotta make an important phone call. I'll see you later, I hope.
All right, Senorita. Hasta la vista. Gladys, I'm sure going to rub this rabbit's feet and pray for rain. Come on, rabbit. Make it rain. Come on, Bugs Bunny. Make it rain. Rain, rain. Come on, a double or Senorita will be in.
Gordon, Olaf's ready to make his jump, but I don't see Miss Canova anywhere. Wonder where she is.
Oh, don't worry, Patsy. I'm sure she'll be along in a minute. Last time I saw her, she was in the phone booth making a call. Oh, here she comes now.
Hiya, folks. Here I am.
Judy, how do you feel? Remember, whatever happens, keep a stiff upper lip.
Keep it. I'm so nervous I've eaten it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to open the world's most dangerous ski slide. The world's foremost skier, Mr. Olaf Skoglund, will make the first jump. Are you ready, Olaf?
Yeah, you bet your boots.
All right. One, two, three, go.
300 feet, 600, 900. Darn, take him off.
Yes. Now he's behind the hill. We should see him come over the next rise in a minute.
I wonder where he is.
I wonder what could have happened.
Charlie, the ambulance.
Next jumper, Judy Canova. Are you ready, Miss Canova?
Yeah. As a lollipop said to the little boy, I know when I'm lit.
All right. One. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. It's starting to rain.
Judy, don't move. You don't have to make the jump.
No, you can't see in that slush. We have to call off the jump. Ah, but Miss Canova, I just know you'd have been wonderful. Well,
Senorita, I made a miracle. I prayed for rain and it happened.
Miracle nothing. It was that phone call I made to Los Angeles, Pate. Don't you know that airplanes can make rain by dropping dry ice?
Dry ice? Is that what that airplane is dropping?
Well, look up in the sky.
Holy smokes, the rain is spilling out. Honest John.
A box of the new 1948 Super Suds.
Lady, are you going to be happy? No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt than the new Extra Suds, the 1948 Super Suds.
Tell me more.
The new 1948 Super Suds gives extra suds. The suds do the work. You need no bleach.
All you need is the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness.
Colgate Palmolive Pete brings you the sudsiest super suds of all time.
Just one box of this new 1948 Super Suds can fill a trolley car to overflowing with suds. Buy a box at your grocer's and carry home a carload of suds.
Super Suds now give more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash more whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and Judy's musical choice for Easter.
Oh, I hear
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward, and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Sud with extra suds for extra whiteness. Ladies and gentlemen, participating or rather practicing the principle that all men are created free and equal, the United States of America grew to be the great nation it is today. If we now let ourselves become divided over petty differences in race, religion, and color, we're playing directly into the hands of the enemies of true democracy. So now, as never before, let's all think and work together. Let's show these nations looking to us for leadership that we are truly a united America. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo Shampoo and Super Sud, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood wishing you all a happy Easter and singing, go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake your father's
house. Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's clean teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Thank you to Kate Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.